Now we turn our attentions to a normal Friday feature at this time, raising the standard with Boss Services as we try to answer questions that you may have regarding home maintenance and the heating and cooling departments, plumbing, electrical, duct cleaning, air purification. We've even talked bathroom upgrades in the past. We're not doing that today. Jeff Street is with us this morning from Boss Services. Jeff, how are things in your world this morning?
They are cold and snowy, Jim. I was hoping that you were going to list my business off on your little list of closures so I could go home, but I guess I have to work.
Well, now there's a little secret to that. You have to call us and tell us, in fact, that you are closed, and then we'll do it.
Well, we're not closed. We're always here.
I know you are. So what are you talking about? We bring a special guest with us this morning as well. Who have we got there by the microphone at your place?
We have our office manager, Jamie.
Hooray! I think I've talked to Jamie once or twice in dealing with the used guys, not in this fashion, but from the Gifford complex. And as I remember, everything went well.
I remember it that way, too.
Are those the notes you have jotted down in my file? Everything went well with the Giffords.
Everything went well at the Gifford Homestead.
Well, it did, honestly. I mean, we kind of kid around about it and goof around about it, but it really did. Now, Jamie is one of the folks that we will talk to if we call Boss Services. And here's just a guess, Jeff. I'm guessing you might get some calls in the next week.
We might. Maybe this weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe. Well, what do we want to find out from Jamie here? Just how things work from the behind the scenes? Jamie, you want to give us a handle on what happens when somebody calls Boss Services if you're on the phones or even if you're not on the phones?
Sure. So when somebody calls in, we get a bit of information, name, address, phone number, email, things like that, just so we can contact them, you know, in case, you know, something happens, like, you know, the snow shuts off the lines or something, you know, that time of year. And then we get some more information, like what's going on with their home, whether it be their heat's not working or they have a broken pipe, things like that. And we get as much information as we can. If it's, you know, if it's the furnace, if it's some sort of equipment that's malfunctioning, we try to get the age and things like that to help our guys, to set them up so, you know, they have as much information so when they get there, you know, they can handle it, you know, as best they can.
Right.
The situation so the customer has a good customer experience.
Yeah, so these calls can come in any time of day or night. I mean, that's one of the things that that you guys trumpet about your organization, and that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. And, Jamie, that means not necessarily you, but somebody is alive and human on the other end of the phone when we call, right?
Yes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We do help each other out with that, and occasionally it is me. We do answer, whether it's, you know, 5:30 in the evening or, you know, 2:00 in the morning. We're there to answer the calls and get someone out to help you.
I know how it's not fun to have to roust somebody in the middle of the night because we do, and we're a 24/7 organization here too. And when we've got problems in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning, you know, we got to call up our tech guy and say, hey, we got problems. And then you always get that, hello, on the other end of the phone. So is that your responsibility then? You got to get a hold of the guys to get them up and get them on the road?
Yeah, and I try to do it with as cheerful a voice as possible because, I know. You know, that kind of helps.
It does. You feel bad as the caller, but, you know, it's part of the gig. They know that. You know that. And you just got to get through that initial awkwardness and get the process started. So, Jeff, your people, you have a, would you assess that as a good group of people that are ready, willing, and able at the, you know, when the phone rings to get out and get the job done?
Yeah, we have a super amazing team all around, and everybody, when we sit down with somebody, one of the first questions we ask is, or try to assess is, you know, their mentality. If they don't have the "I want to help" and I want to serve other people mentality, then we know they're really not going to be a fit here. Everybody here truly wants to help everybody else and help all of our customers.
Yeah, that's a big deal in most industries, most lines of work. You really have to have that thing where you set aside your own personal issues or problems, and the first thing that has to come to mind is, okay, here's somebody who needs help. I'm the guy that can do it, so let's get this done. Now, what when you send someone, and you're going to get those calls, we were kind of giggling about it early on, but you are going to get those calls this weekend and into next week with the temperatures around zero and wind chills at 15 below and that sort of stuff. What do your guys do when they get out on the scene armed with the information that Jamie and her crew have gathered on the phone? What do they do when they arrive at an emergency situation at somebody's house in the middle of the night when it's 10 below zero?
Once you're there, the time of the day doesn't really matter. It's all the same. You're going to, you know, have a good conversation and find out what's going on. You're going to troubleshoot, and then you're going to provide options to the homeowner on how they want to move forward. If they want to repair it, if they want to replace it, if they want to, you know, just spit at it, whatever they want to do, like, we're going to provide those options and then go from there.
And you have some way of taking care of them immediately, certainly it's a top priority if they have no heat in weather like this, and you can help them at least temporarily in a situation like that, right?
Yeah, our trucks are fully stocked with the most common parts for, you know, any heating or plumbing issue. And obviously we can't keep everything. We can't be a full, you know, warehouse on our trucks, but the supply houses will open up on the weekends, and like they've got an on-call rotation too. If we call one of our supply houses at 2 o'clock in the morning, they will send a guy out to open up for us so we can get that part and get the heat going. So there's a lot of behind the scenes that happen to get, you know, a furnace working at 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day, but it's possible and it has happened.
Jamie, what do you expect, or what do you maybe not expect, but what do you hope that someone calling you can provide for you? What's the critical information that they need to have on hand so that they can get this rescue operation underway properly?
So basically, you know, like their name, their address, their phone number. That, you know, of course, that's all important information so we can get the guys to them. You know, mostly just, you know, what's going on. Like, they don't even have to know the age of the equipment. We like to have that just in case that helps with a part or something, but, you know, they don't necessarily have to have that, just kind of a overview of what's going on. You know, my pipe has completely burst. I can't shut off the, you know, water, or, you know, my crawl space is completely flooded, or my heat was making noise, now it's not doing anything. You know, just a basic understanding of what's going on.
This is something that just suddenly happened, or this is a problem that's been developing over time, that sort of information?
Correct.
Yeah. You mentioned the broken pipes. Jeff, that's a part of what you guys do, too. I mean, this is the kind of weather, and it's going to be a bit of an extended period here for probably a week or so with these sub-zero wind chills. This is the kind of time of year and conditions when frozen pipes are a real issue, and you guys are available and capable of handling those types of situations too. Not necessarily, they don't all have to be burst pipe situations, but just frozen pipes that need thawing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and right now is the time that they're going to freeze, so you're going to notice that your water doesn't work. But yeah, in a couple days when it warms up again, or a couple weeks, whatever, then you'll notice that they might have burst.
Yeah. Why is the wall soggy?
Yeah. Yeah, a little water pressure, and there's a lot of water in my basement.
What on earth is going on here? Recommendations for how to, if someone knows they might have an issue, or maybe it's been a problem in the past, any recommendations for how to keep that from happening? Do you recommend the trickle-down theory or whatever that's called?
Yeah, it's like we talked about, what was that, last week or the week before? I don't remember because all of our shows are solid gold. But the, yeah, if you've had that problem before, yeah, let some water trickle to keep the flow going.
Jamie, are you on a 24-hour duty this weekend?
No, I had it last weekend.
Oh, good one, because it might be busy. Jeff, when something like this is coming up, when a weather situation like this is coming up, what do you do to prep the organization and your people in general to be ready for that? Just yell at them on the phone, you better pick it up.
Pick up. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you nailed it right on the head. We just, yeah, I call from the comfort of my couch and just start yelling at people. No, I mean, we all see the weather. You know, we woke up this morning and saw the weather, and it's, yeah, it's making sure the vehicles are ready. It's making sure we have shovels and stuff like that in our vehicles in case we pull into a driveway that we can't back out of.
Yeah. And are the guys responsible for their keeping their trucks stocked and in working order, or how does that work?
I don't know what goes on in their trucks every day. So if something breaks, then they bring it to our attention. We get, you know, scheduled maintenance and all that stuff. But yeah, the stocking of their trucks is 100% on them. They've got to replace all the parts they use. They've got to make sure that they've got shovels in there. They've got to, you know, make sure that they've got all their cleaning supplies in there, all that stuff. So that's on them, and they keep up on that.
That management technique that you mentioned about sitting on your couch and yelling, is that from the Dale Carnegie course you just finished?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, like word for word. I didn't even have to go to the seminar.
All right, that just seemed, so professional. I just want to know where you got that from. All right.
We've got our on-call guys. They know they're on-call this weekend. They see the weather. They are 100% expecting to work, 10-hour days. Saturday and Sunday, just because that's the life that they live, and they love the gym.
Yeah, and that's
love it.
And that's born out of that service mindset that you said that your people must have before they even come on board. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck this weekend. What's the number? Who are we calling? Not necessarily who, but what number are we calling if we need help from Boss Services this weekend or next weekend or anytime?
You are calling 269-468-6682, and you will be speaking with Cheryl all weekend.
Cheryl is on the call this weekend. All right. Well, tell Cheryl good luck. And Jamie, thanks for giving us the inside wisdom there. And Jeff, you guys have a great and warm weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. You guys have a good one.